This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. In Asheville, a white ex-police officer who pled guilty to felony assault will have all charges dismissed if he completes a restorative justice program. Leaked body camera footage from 2017 showed then-officer Chris Hickman beating and choking black pedestrian Johnny Rush. The restorative justice arrangement appears to be the first in the country to involve a convicted police officer. Joining us now from partner station Blue Ridge Public Radio in Asheville is Asheville Citizen Times reporter Joel Burgess. He covers government accountability and has been doing extensive reporting on this story. Joel, welcome.
Great to be here, Frank.
Remind us briefly about the original incident, this is 2017, that led to the conviction of former officer Chris Hickman.
Well, very few of us knew about this incident, but yes, back in August of 2017, then Officer Hickman and a trainee who he was supervising had stopped Johnny Rush once and confronted him about jaywalking. Rush protested, but moved along. And then the officers stopped him again and accused him of jaywalking. And the encounter escalated. Rush ran. Hickman ran after him. And what happened next, so many of us saw because of this leaked body cam footage that you referred to. It was Hickman's body cam footage that we got and we published in February of 2018. So again, the incident was in August of 2017. We got the body cam footage in February 2018, and it showed Hickman running after Rush, cursing at him, threatening him, tackling him, beating him, choking him, shocking him with a taser. Rush at one point crying out that he couldn't breathe. And it shocked everyone, and it really had an effect on the city. It led to the firing of the city manager at the time, new policies being enacted, a call for the resignation of the police chief. And about a week after the publication of the body cam footage, the arrest of Hickman, who had already resigned from the police department. So those were the events leading up to this. And again, his arrest happened back in March 8th, 2018.
Yeah, we're closing in on a year after the event, and it's more than 6 months after the event, thanks to your source and the Asheville Citizen Times, or we might still not even know about it. But as you say, there was finally an arrest. So what happens now in the trial, Chris Hickman's trial?
Well, there was a delay, and it was interesting because what happened is that Rush, again, the pedestrian, was arrested in a unrelated incident, and he was charged with felony cocaine possession. And it put the district attorney, Todd Williams, said it put him in a difficult situation because of the great attention that had come to this case. He didn't want to be prosecuting the chief witness in the beating case. And so He waited. He didn't even want to communicate with Rush because he wanted to talk with Rush's attorney. Really, it's an ethical issue, and Rush was having difficulty securing an attorney. He finally did, and the DA from the neighboring county, Greg Newman in Henderson County, agreed to take on and prosecute Rush's drug case. So finally, there was movement again on the Hickman case. And so come August 9th, we got wind that something was going to happen, and we knew it was under the motion and pleas part of the calendar for Superior Court. So one or the other, we figured it may be a motion to change the venue, which would be a normal thing for a defense attorney to do, particularly considering all the publicity that the case had gotten, or a plea. And as it turned out, it was a plea, but it was a strange plea. As you described and alluded to, I was sitting there in the largest of the Superior Court rooms. And as they went through the process, we could hear Hickman stand up and the judge addressed him, and he was pleading guilty. And immediately there was this sort of rush to social media where several reporters were saying, you know, we have a guilty plea. But it was weird. I could tell something different was afoot, and I sort of held off. And I do have to admit, I think I caused some consternation with my editors who wanted something quickly. On Twitter. But as it turned out, he essentially pled to a jailless sentence. It was probation, a year's probation. And he pleaded guilty to felony assault by strangulation, misdemeanor communicating threats, because you could hear him making this very significant threat as he chased Rush down, and misdemeanor assault inflicting serious injury. So it was that was unusual that he pleaded guilty and was going to be put on 1 year probation. But then the even more unusual aspect of it that you touched on was this restorative justice program that I believe it's the district attorney that came up with this idea. And what the DA, Todd Williams, said is that he had listened to Rush, and Rush had talked about wanting an apology. He had talked about wanting to be able to ask Hickman certain questions and get answers. And he wanted this not to happen to anyone else. And Williams said that, and you'll hear this from most attorneys and most people that understand the criminal justice system, you don't necessarily get that in a trial. Even if you get a conviction, you're not guaranteed an apology, and you may not even get any answers really from the defendant. So Williams said this was the idea he had, and he reached out to John Powell, who is a Campbell University law professor. I believe you've even had Powell on.
Been on the show several times, yes.
Yep, and Powell is trying to push through these types of programs. Powell said he believed it might be the first in the nation to involve a police officer. I'm not so sure of that. I've done some reporting since then that shows there might be some other programs like that, but it is certainly for Buncombe County the first. And it's also the first involving a felony or a violent crime. Rush's attorney, a man named James Ferguson, who's a well-known civil rights attorney from Asheville, before he became an attorney, helped lead desegregation efforts here, and in fact is arguing in front of the state Supreme Court this month about the conviction and death penalty of several black defendants. And you all probably will even be talking about this later, but mm-hmm. Ferguson stood up in court and praised this idea. He praised Williams. He said that in his half a century of practicing law, that this seemed to better get at the concept of justice than most things he had seen. He said that Rush was not bitter, remarkably, about the situation, and that Rush wanted this to happen, and that it was his wish. And in fact, we learned at the sentencing, at the conviction and sentencing, that the two had already sat down across from each other, and they had had this conversation. And Hickman had answered questions that Rush asked and had apologized. And so the process, in a way, had already started.
To what extent is this a quid pro quo? Is this all part of the deal, all part of the plea deal? We're going to mandate the restorative justice program, and then here's the sentence.
That's it, yes. So what Hickman must do is there's some relatively normal probationary requirements that people will be familiar with. Don't do drugs, turn in your guns, things like that. But then this restorative justice program, and it's still taking shape. Powell said, in fact, that they are working that out. They're trying to figure out exactly what it's going to be. It's going to involve Rush, dealing with Rush and the damage that was done to him, but also dealing with this larger damage to the community, because the reaction among particularly black residents of Asheville was stunning. You could see that it involved lifetimes of experiences with police that were not positive.
I have to ask you this, because you're talking now about the reaction to the initial incident, and once that you had released, the Asheville Citizen Times released that video that had been leaked to you, that reaction. But I need to get to you right now about the reaction, because I understand some, even though there's a prominent civil rights attorney who thinks this is a great thing, there has been some pushback from some quarters within the African-American community to the restorative justice deal.
Yes, and I actually don't know, how large that is, but it was strong, and it was among some very prominent local officials and residents. The two black city council members, Keith Young and Shanika Smith, both said they were not on board with this, and they did not think it was justice, and they felt that Hickman should not be the poster child for restorative justice. They were not opposed to restorative justice. They were opposed to it in this case. They said that there are minority defendants who've been convicted of lesser crimes that were doing more time. They had harsher sentences. And what about their restorative justice? Right. They suspected that even though There was a different DA that was prosecuting Rush that he felt pressure to agree to this deal. And Keith Young also said that, you know, what about other people that want to report actions by police? Are they going to hold back? And are they going to say, look, I don't think that this officer will have justice, and I don't really see that the system will serve me.
All right. So, Joel, we're gonna follow this through because, of course, restorative justice is a victim-centered process in which the victim is the one who has to decide. So Johnny Rush did have to decide this. And that's his decision in this case. So we'll follow this thing going forward because we want to pay attention to the actual details of this and kind of how it plays out both politically within the community and between Rush and the former officer. And again, thank you for your reporting, because otherwise, if it had not been for the Asheville Citizen Times, we might not know about this. And of course, you held back a little bit in court when you thought you had the big story, because you were right. There was more to it than that. So Joel, once again, thank you very much for your reporting.
Excellent to talk to you, Frank. Thank you.
Joel Burgess, an Asheville Citizen Times reporter covering government accountability, joined us from partner station Blue Ridge Public Radio, and you can find links to his reporting at our website, stateofthings.org. Just ahead, Planned Parenthood chooses abortion services over federal funding after the feds roll out new rules. We'll talk about it on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Stay tuned.